Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. If it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. I'm going to get into the Amstad project and the news conference they did with the dark money influence and all this. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton files a lawsuit against Google over ad practices. That's way long overdue with like Facebook and all that. That's all rigged. The leftist floodgates are starting to open. And unless the Georgian people, stop Kamala Harris from seizing power, you know, they got to do something, you know, because they've got like so many mail-in ballots and all this. CNN's chief legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, was caught masturbating while on like a Zoom call, work-related, and he's still there. And there's like a second accusation that has surfaced. And they got him at CNN still. I want to get into the 22 report. I want to get into that. Things that, it opened my eyes. Because like everyone's like, why isn't this getting done? Why isn't this getting done? And there's so much, you know, Hollywood and all this stuff and everything going on because they're in the tank and all this. And remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day or whenever you're doing whatever time it is you're watching. Thank you so much for tuning in around the world. I want to get into the X-22 report and what this guy says. If you ever wonder, well, why isn't Trump doing anything? Why isn't Trump doing this? Why isn't... And he majorly explains it, because there's a three-letter phrase that he used from the very beginning of his campaign, and it kind of makes sense, because when you sit there and you look at this X-22 project and what's going on, everyone's like, well, you know, he's running out of time. Why isn't Trump doing this, and why isn't Trump doing that? Have you ever figured out one reason? If this is 100% guaranteed over, for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are 110% guaranteed in, explain to me why all this stuff still comes up as fake, that the fraud is fake. Why would they have to do that if it's 199% guaranteed for Biden?
What are you going to do?
This is what he's doing. I'll explain. You know how Mitch McConnell came out and said, how dare any Republican stand up for Donald J. Trump?
When did he do that?
He did that when they have the, what is that? On January 6th, when they do that committee hearing, where they do the Electoral College. Yeah, but he said that. He's telling people just to concede. Don't question, you know.
Okay.
Don't stand up and question the electoral votes.
Okay.
He is sitting back and saying, okay, Mitch McConnell, he's deep state. He's in bed with China. He's finding out who to get rid of. He is.
We can't get rid of a senator. We can by not.
Yeah, but
not electing.
Trust me. I see it. If you watch this report, folks, my producer doesn't get it. But that's what he's doing. He's exposing all these people so that we know who they are. Because you got to understand. Well, it's not him getting rid of them. That's what you got to understand first and foremost. Trump is not getting. He's just exposing who the deep state people are, because if you look at it from this standpoint, folks, more and more people are coming out believing this, because there's been studies that 92% of the population believe that there's voter fraud. And if you go on social media, if you go like on CNN, like 30% of Republicans actually buy this BS. Donald Trump is not going to get rid of these people. He's just exposing the deep state people. And when you look up who Mitch McConnell was married to Elaine Chao, who is related to Angela Chao, who is very close with the billionaire venture capitalist Jim Beyer, who is in bed with the CCP chairman Jinping. He is exposing these people for who they are. He's not getting rid of them. He is going to drain the swamp by exposing all these people, because look at all these people who supported Donald J. Trump throughout the presidency off and on, all these people that have exposed him, you know, like rode his coattails, okay? Now, those very people that rode his coattails, you know how people snap? See, a snapping turtle always snaps. A snapping turtle always snaps, okay? You know how you sit there at a hearing and like, yeah, Miss McConnell's sticking it to this person. And then it's like, okay, now it's politics as usual. Then you stick it to the man. Then it's politics and a roller coaster. He's finding out who is basically with him and who's against him. He can't technically get rid of them, but he's exposing the people that's with him and who's against him. And it's amazing. It's like when they had that Texas lawsuit, they've had all those photos. Here's a list of all the people that stood with that Texas lawsuit that stand with Trump. So that there, he's exposing who's real and who's fake. Because you know how you sit there, can you believe at this Senate hearing that why didn't Mitch McConnell stand up and do anything? And you bitch and piss and moan, and then there's another Senate hearing like a 2 weeks later, and he's in there, and you're like, well, where was he 2 weeks ago? He's, since we Americans, because a lot of people aren't going to buy this crap, they're not going to believe there's voter fraud, he's exposing these people for who they are. And a lot of people, because I shared this with some people, just my thoughts, and a lot of people said this. You're right. That, like the snapping turtle example. When you heard some of these hearings are exposing who is in bed with China, who's in bed with these elections, because I want to get into this, and it's going to prove my point, why this is all happening, why he's letting people expose themselves. He can't technically get rid of them, but he knows who needs to, like, he's trying to find out, I guess what I'm, this is, I think I can explain it like this. When it comes, when he does what he does to get whatever it is he has planned to get back into the White House for a second term, he knows now who are his friends and who are his enemies, basically. He's not getting rid of anyone. He's just finding out who was with me when I needed them. I've got a guaranteed way to win the White House. I don't know what it is. But he's just proving, he's just trying to find out who's with him and who's against him. All these people, like, there's no proof. He has nothing. He can't do anything. Trump is, it's over. Trump lost 100%. There's nothing you can do. The Electoral College already voted. They can't contest it in January 6th. They can't do anything. And when all these people are doing all, he's just kind of, you notice how he's not really doing much, and he's just kind of sitting back. I really think he has a 100% guaranteed plan to get back in for a second term. I don't know what that is. And he's just trying to find, he's just letting them expose themselves for the crooks they are so that, okay, I know when I get my second term, he's against me, he supports me. That's what I mean. I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm saying he's exposing them for the people that are going to stand with him and those who are standing against him. And I want to tell you why I believe this is 110% true now that I think about it. Dr. Shiva, get my notes. I got papers everywhere. Dr. Shiva, if you don't know who Dr. Shiva is, Dr. Shiva He was born December 2nd, 1963, at 57. He was born in Bombay, India. So if you don't support Dr. Shava, you're racist. Nah, see, we're not liberals. We don't play that game. He ran for Senate in 2018. He is credited for starting the internet. You know, I mean, the email system. Some people debate it, whatever, but he is the godfather of the internet, basically his website, the email. In 2020, you know, we have all this election fraud and all this stuff that goes on, okay? In 2018, basically, in March 17th, 2017, he filed as a Republican candidate in the 2018 United States Senate election in Massachusetts, running against incumbent Elizabeth Warren. On November 11th, 2017, he announced that he would run as an independent and ultimately gained 3.4% of the vote. Dr. Shava said that the Senator Warren was at the top of the U.S. neo-caste system composed of academics, career politicians, lawyers, lobbyists, and spineless clan who never expected to be challenged. He said he would take a science and engineering perspective on problem solving, focusing on immigration, education, and innovation. He called for secure borders and an end to sanctuary cities. Okay? That's what he wanted to do. Shava has accused Warren of voting in favor of farmers insurance provisions and all this stuff, and genetic modeling against, like, GMO labeling and all this stuff. In August 2017, he did his free speech rally and did all this stuff. And in April 2018, the city of Cambridge threatened Shava with daily fines for an alleged zoning code violation if he did not remove their banner from his campaign bus. Race war to divide us. Because he was like, race wars and all this crap are dividing us and all this crap. During the campaign, Shava appeared on a live stream with Matthew Colgan, a white supremacist known for his participation in the 2017 Unite the Right rally. Colgan requested that Shava bless a small statue of Kiki, K-E-K, the green frog that came to prominence as a symbol of the alt-right during the 2016 United States presidential election. Shava ran unsuccessfully for Republican nomination in 2020 for the Senate election in Massachusetts, having been defeated 104,782 votes to 158,590 votes. He alleged that ballot issues had to be preserved for 22 months, but they did not exist. However, the professor basically looked into it and he basically found voter fraud. they found he demanded like checks and balances. And when he demanded the checks and balances, oh, they've already deleted the software. And what I mean by the software is they have like a screenshot of the evidence of every vote cast. Okay? That's great. You can't edit this stuff. You can't do that. And because, see, that's the thing. Well, you can't. You can't, and they're saying now that this is, it's against the law. By federal law, you can't do this stuff. And he basically proved, because he did all this stuff. Okay? You can't, all this, like that was the Texas case, all these things that were coming out, you can't do this. And when he tried to get evidence of the voter fraud, because something didn't add up, so he went to get the evidence of the voting machine stuff. And when he finally got the evidence, it came out that it basically comes out that there's fraud, that there's many inconsistencies and discrepancies. And when all this comes out, he basically does all this analysis of this and basically proves I'm looking at something. Trying to do something, folks. But he basically proved voter fraud. I got to do something. I'm trying to, let me see if I can find, let me see. Just bear with me, folks. He could move, basically what I'm saying, I'm just trying to think here, but he could prove that the voting machine was rigged and flipped, and it was flipping votes, and when he tried to get the data and all this, they didn't have data, they didn't have, he had a hard time getting the data, and he was able to prove that his election was rigged. So, and he does a mathematical analysis, and he's proven that his mathematical analysis is more than just his election. And now he's actually won a legal court case, and they're going to hear it. I don't. So, when he basically came out and was able to prove voter fraud, like, hey, I got rigged in my election, he was able to say, wait a minute, this has been more than, he's been working on this for some time. These people, this is not some last minute thing. And since it's kind of interesting to see, because he basically could prove the fraud, which they don't want you to see. You know, he's able to prove that the votes are flipped and this and that, and so it's kind of interesting that he's able to prove all this fraud. And he's stood with Donald J. Trump, and he's like, well, here's this evidence. I know I was rigged, and that's why it was set. You know, there's an algorithm, there's this. And there's massive talk that that Trump knew this was going to happen way before, and they let it happen. And if you get a ton of votes, guess what, folks? You can break the algorithm and it'll expose it. And I think that's what he's doing. Donald J. Trump, I think he is exposing all this. He's sitting back. He's doing stuff. Oh, behind the scenes, he's probably doing a crap load. And he's exposing himself. He's letting to see who is his friend and who is his enemy, so that when he gets reelected, because I know he has something. Donald Trump don't ever give up. But he's letting people expose him 100%. And I think that's what's going on here. I'm not saying that, you know, because I know my wife kind of misinterpreted the very beginning, but I think he's just trying to let people expose themselves for who's with him and who's against him. Because he's had people that he thought that were his friends, and they turned out to not be his friends. So I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not done listening to the whole report, but like in Michigan, 68.5%. Nevada, 70%. And Arizona's going to be coming out. Think about it like this, folks. 2016 to 2020. Trump goes from 63 million to 57 million, a 12 million increase. Obama went down 3 million and he still won. And because that's what's scary, to think that Biden got 80 million votes but couldn't get anyone at a rally. Obama actually got 3 million less his second term and he still won. So, I mean, you look at the Attorney General, and Barr, he's stepping down. Okay, he was a waste of space. He's no good. Kamala Harris, she's the senator. And there's debate whether or not, she's going to stay where she is, just because as soon as it's official, then if it becomes official, she's going to, because a lot of people, because I looked it up and it was hard, and I had one of my sources basically tell me straight up that, like, it's usually after they do the Electoral College hearing that there you go. So, it's going to be kind of interesting to see, because Donald Trump never gives up. never, ever, ever gives up. And he seems almost too relaxed, like, I'm just letting them expose themselves so I know who's my buddy and who's my not, and let's go from there. I mean, look at, granted you have COVID-19, but people are turning off cable. People are not watching movies. People are not buying this crap. They're not doing it. NFL is not. I mean, I know there are a lot of people, because there's like two camps of people like, well, do we start our own political party? Do we start our own nation? Do we start this? Do we do that? Do we go here? Do we go there? What do we do? You know, and that's because there is a divide in our party, or in our base. We're not really, you know, we're just all conservatives for the most part. But there are people that it's over, it's done. You know, Biden's the president guaranteed. There's nothing you can do. There's all kinds of stuff Trump can do. I've heard talk, well, will Pence back Trump, or will he just cave when it comes to that, you know, the certifying of the Electoral College and all this. You got Hillary Clinton that we can't have an Electoral College. It's not right, but we need to have a popular vote only. But she's saying we shouldn't have an Electoral College when she's voting for the Electoral College. I could support her if she didn't vote in the Electoral College, but then California and New York would basically decide the winner every year of the popular vote. But the more I look at it and the more I think about it, I've never seen Trump lose. He don't lose. He has a plan. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it, but I just, but the more I listen to him sit there and, yeah, he's got to act soon with whatever he's doing. But I have a feeling that he is trying to expose the people out there. I think he had like an attorney general in the very beginning, and nope, he's not with me. I think he had a bunch of people he thought were his buddies, because he used to be buddy-buddy with Clintons. There are a lot of people that he used to be buddy-buddy with. And guess what? Now, not so much. There's talk that at the resort in Florida, that they're trying to block him from being able to go there. That's Donald Trump for you. Okay, well then they're not for me. If they're Mar-a-Lago, if they're going to try to keep me from going there or block, okay, well that yeah, well, it's kind of like I'm not backing down. I'm not going away. And when I've tried to look up some friends to see if I should share, like, the phone number to call the Supreme Court to hear, what I did is, wow, they're not my friend anymore. Yeah. I'm also using this as who, if I have to go to civil war or revolutionary war, whatever you want to call it, who has my back? Who has my back? Who has my back? You know, there's just, I don't know. I just have a feeling that, because he don't quit. I mean, he doesn't back down. He doesn't go anywhere. I mean, there's a video that came out today where they were in this room. Like the justices go into this room with no phones, no nothing, and they discuss a case. And a guy said that they went into that room and discussed this case, and they overheard Chief Justice Roberts basically going AWOL, saying, like, there's going to be blood in the streets and riots if you do the right thing, and you can't do the right thing, and XYZ. And everyone is like, well, wait a minute. If you read the Supreme Court website, they're doing everything by, like Zoom and stuff. And I'm like, just because, I'm not saying I believe the person or I don't, because I wasn't there, but just because they do that, on their website that we don't meet in person, it's all Zoom, doesn't mean they do. And there's people that say that for this particular case, they, especially with, now that they know about solar winds, summer winds, and all this stuff, solar winds or whatever, now that all this stuff is coming to light, they're afraid that they're going to get hacked or whatever, so they met in person. They could have, we don't know. Their website says if they don't meet in person, it hasn't, because there are people, so they haven't met in person. Well, you know, I don't know. Just because you're supposed to wear a mask and social distance and all that stuff, none of these politicians do it, so. But, you know, because that's like the big debate, and I'm like, I don't give two, you know, because I gave my 2 cents. I'm like, I don't know if I believe the person or not, but just because they have it on their website, that they don't sit there and meet in front of a person, like meet together, doesn't mean they didn't do it for this instance or they have a couple times. I don't know. I wasn't there. But there's like a bombshell video that came out where a guy's like, well, this Supreme Court justice intern kind of person, like a office person, overheard this. And of course, everyone, it's deep state Republicans, you know, these Trumpers that believe everything they're told. And I found out, I said, no, I don't believe it. I told the guy, just because their website says that they don't meet in person doesn't mean that they don't. All those politicians tell you to do whatever the heck you want to, but at the same time, they tell you, you can't do this, can't do this, can't open this. Look at how many politicians left and right will tell you, you go to their Facebook page, you go to their page, mask up, do this. And then they get busted. Well, their page said that you're not supposed to have gatherings of 50 million people, but they had 50 million people at their house for Thanksgiving. But, well, their website, his website on Senate.gov said X, Y, and Z. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward where this goes. I just know Trump, and he don't ever give up. That's why when he's kind of like laying low and not really doing anything, I'm like, why is he not doing anything? Why is he just kind of laying low and just sitting there and just kind of letting this happen when he is a fighter? He is a massive man. That dude, he never, ever, ever loses. Yeah, someone like Trump never, ever, ever loses, never backs down, never does stops. Why is he kind of like laying low and just sitting there and watching all these people come out exposing themselves? He can't get rid of them, but he can expose who is against him and who stands with him. Just like all those posts that they put on, that people post on social media. You just remember these people because they voted for Trump with that Texas lawsuit. They stood with him. Remember this guy. When we had to stop the steer rally, he was at it. I don't know. I can't tell you what he has up his sleeve. I mean, I can't tell you that. I just know he's got something going. Because, I mean, Dr. Shiva, basically, when his election went awry, he knew that it was a rigged election. And guess what? I truly believe that Trump knew this was coming. And they let it happen to expose the deep state. As opposed, because remember what I've always said. I've said this before. I'm like, I think it's just going to be overturned and Trump's just going to become president. And that's it. You know, and no one's going to pay. No one's going to anything. I'm hoping that what I'm saying is right. I'm hoping that he is just sitting back and letting the people expose themselves for who they are, so he knows who's his friends and who's his enemies. So when he goes for 4 more years, guess what, folks? I know who my enemies are. I'm hoping I'm right on that. I'm not saying I am. It just makes a lot of sense. Because if this was 199% guaranteed done, then they wouldn't have to put that fraud marker on there. They could say, because Facebook could say, the election has already been determined. Have a nice, you know. Because I have a lot of people that say that Trump had 6 bullets and he used them all. Goodbye. So, don't forget, no matter what, go and call 202-479-3011 and choose option 5. That's the Supreme Court number. And when you call that number, basically tell them that you demand the Supreme Court to hear cases related to voter fraud 100%. I'm not saying, you know, and hopefully we light up that thing with lots of people. And wake people up. So, I have to do it on my phone. But anyways, I hope I'm right. You know, because he might have went to look at how the NBA and NFL and all these major sporting teams are exposing themselves for the BLM, anti-Trump, Black Lives Matter crap they are. So, he knows who he can trust and who he can't. I just hope we're on this. I hope. Because I've been thinking about this with all this evidence of voter fraud and all this stuff. Like, why isn't he doing something? He is a fighter. What is going on? And then when you sit there and you see all these Republicans that are supposedly Republicans that we need to get rid of Trump immediately. When you have that electoral college certification, it is un-American basically to stand up for Donald J. Trump. You should not question any of these certified electoral votes. They voted, accepted. Trump lost. Get over yourselves. They keep shoving down this narrative like Trump lost. Give up. All these people, and some of them rode Trump's coattails. And now he's like, okay, this person was just using me for my name. Now I know not to trust him. I hope I'm right. I don't know. I just hope I am. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. I mean, here we go. Democrats in Rhode Island photographed at a bar after telling people, you need to stay home, you need to lock down. See, I think they're kind of scared because people aren't, because they keep trying to, like, tell you to stay home and lock down and do this, and none of these politicians are doing it. I don't know who the guy is, but there was some guy that was speaking, okay, like an official guy. And on the side of the stage, I guess he thought no one could see him, he put down the papers that he had, put on this mask, walked like 5 steps to where the podium was and takes his mask off like he had it on the whole time. There's so many politicians that never wear masks, never social distance, never do anything, that it makes you wonder what they know truthfully about the virus. It's funny because the MLB and NBA multi-billionaires issue their own policy demands. Yeah, the Celtics players demand the Massachusetts governor, beef up police reform bill. Yeah, I'm the governor, and the NBA people are going to tell me what to do. I'm the governor, so I tell you what to do. No, we're NBA players. We tell you what to do. I mean, Obama was on the Daily Show. That thing's a waste of space. You know, crime rates are increasing, but we need to defund the police. No, they should keep the police exactly the same, but if you're against the police or you want to defund the police, then the police won't come and help you. That's what I'm talking about. All these people that yell defund the police, but then what do they do when they get shot at? Where's the cops? I'm not to say I'm the knower of it all, but because, I mean, there's talk that, what is it? I found out today, I'm trying to do some more research on it, but there's been multiple reports that Sidney Powell's case, one of her 5 cases has been taken up by the Supreme Court in a docket where they're going to look at it and consider taking it. And there's people like, well, they're in no hurry to hear any of these things, no matter what they have and this and that. And I'm like, I kind of agree. You know, because the docket basically means they're just going to review it and see if they're even going to take the case, and they don't have to or whatever. But the one problem we have is that it won't matter. All they have to do is say they're not going to take the case. They just don't want to take any. We're not going to take. I mean, the last time they said they would take election cases, you know, that just didn't have standing. And there are people that say that, well, that should have been taken up, and you can debate that all day long. But, you know, there's no standing and this and that. And her case has been doctored by the Supreme Court, supposedly, from like 4 outlets. We'll have to 100% see. They put like, it's going to be a real telltale sign if they put like 6 or 7 lawsuits in the Supreme Court that all, I mean, these people know what they're doing. So these people are not going to be giving the Supreme Court something that's going to be like illegitimate, like not, nope, sorry, that don't, nah, sorry, oops. No, if they're going to prepare it, it's going to be something massive. You know, they're not going to, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future with this, because as much, I mean, there was a thing a guy put that from like the military courts, there's no cases. Like it had like this one weird case, and it was marked out like canceled, and then they have no no hearings for a very, very long time. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see going forward. Where we are. Because when you look at the Supreme Court hearing, like with Texas, a lot of people said it should have been taken. A lot of people said, no, it shouldn't have been taken, this and that. I'm just trying to see if I can find anything. Because supposedly they said that I don't know. Because I've seen where it's come up. Because, like, instead of docket search, I wish it would just... Instead of a docket search, I wish it would just come up with a... Like, these are the cases that are on the docket 100%. Because that's one of the weird... Because, like, I found several websites that said, yes, it is being seen. So... I'm going to do one last kind of, let me see here. Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to see if I can look. But, you know, I just, this is like, I'm kind of speechless tonight, and I really am, because I'm like, I don't. And I really am at a loss, because let's say they get, like, because they've put, like, 5 or 6 cases to the Supreme Court. How are they going to truly take down every single solitary case? So I don't know. I mean, it just makes you wonder. Because they can't just keep... They can't. I mean, when you look at Sidney Powell and everything they're doing, you can't, they can't, if they bring 5 cases to the Supreme Court, they can't, like, turn them all down. It's going to expose them. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe it's to put a bunch of cases in front of them that are virtually, that, like, okay, yeah, we could see them not taking the Texas case, but these 5 cases, good luck, have fun with that one, good luck trying to explain court cases, good luck explaining why you're not taking these cases, because we can kind of explain away the Texas case. Because they're saying that, but like if you go to the Supreme Court website, there's not really anything on there, so I don't know what to make of it. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see moving forward, because I've seen several websites that say that, but when you try to, I don't know what the name of the case is, so I don't know, like, what the docket is. I've just heard that she's filed, like, 5 Supreme Court cases, but I don't know exactly what the court case is or whatever it is, and where I could sit there and actually go through and look it up and say, okay, did she actually file? Did this actually happen? So I don't know. The one thing I want to get out of the show tonight, just give it to God. It something just doesn't add up. And I don't know if you remember when he did that COVID, 3-minute COVID thing. And I this goes through my head like all day long. He said Pfizer, because he mentions the drug company 4 times. 3 times he says Pfizer, like a FISA warrant, like a FISA court. And he clearly says FISA-er the last time. I know Trump is a fighter, 100%. And something just, I don't know, it just doesn't, like he's, I see everyone just like fighting and like Trump just needs to back down and this happened and all these people are like infighting and I don't know if it's like, hey, this is pay-per-view, I've got my plan in motion, I'm about ready to let it happen and I hope that's the case, I hope. But I just get this vibe like he's just sitting back and let me see who stands with me and who's against me so that when it comes to me trying to get stuff done and make America great again, I know who's going to work with me and who's not. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't get it. He's just a super, super, super massive fighter. And he's kind of just sitting back and letting stuff happen. And it doesn't make sense. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'm just, tonight, I apologize a little bit. I'm just speechless. Like, what? With about 90 seconds left, it just, I don't get it. Like, it's massive what he's saying. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to give it to God. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next time, folks, God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.